matter what hour your clock strikes, here it's always Halloween. And I'm always your haunted host, Luce Tomlin Brenner. Today we are doing an updates episode, which includes two eek mails from two lanterns who recently contributed and wanted to give us some new information. But first, I want to update you on a couple of things happening with the podcast. Number one, I am working with our researcher, our creep searcher, Greg, on witches. That's right, our long-awaited witches chapter is actually on its way for real this time. In the last few months, basically since Midsummer Scream, I've been on a roller coaster, just like screaming all the way down. And it's fun. Listen, I love a good roller coaster, but it is very hard to schedule things when you're on a roller coaster. So I need to take a bit of a breather and figure out how we're going to start releasing the witches episodes. So that's one of the reasons that today's episode is going to be very short. The other reason is that I'm going to be taking my partner Isaac out of town to celebrate his 30th birthday. And I'm prepping for that. I'm very excited to get to have some time away after having such a difficult year. And the other thing I want to announce is that we have a fun interview episode coming up soon. And so I'm putting a lot of time into that as well. But it will be centered around the legend of Sleepy Hollow, which we are exploring more on our Patreon. So for more in-depth connection, join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/itsalwayshalloween. We have a bonus episode coming out next week that I am so excited about. It's a ballad from the 1700s that inspired not only Washington Irving, the author of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, but also Bram Stoker and Edgar Allan Poe. So that'll be coming out next week. And then the other bonus episode will be a different story from Washington Irving that I found to be really creepy and also really funny. My two favorite things jammed together. So in addition to that, I'm also doing a surprise birthday screening next Thursday, November 17th, where I will be showing four surprise movies. They're four of my favorites. They really inspire me, and I'm excited to have a chance to share them with you. So all I'm telling you are the overall genres. So the first movie will be a 1960s grindhouse horror comedy. The second movie will be a 1970s stylish gothic mystery. The third movie will be a 1990s outrageous horror sex farce. And the fourth movie will be a 2000s stylish satanic slasher. So all of this, a big surprise party lineup will be Thursday, November 17th, starting at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then going to probably about 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So 6 hours of movies. Come hang out for as much of it as you want to. You can pop in and out for the company. I love film, so I'm excited to spend a whole day watching my favorites and sharing them with you. If you want to cook with us this month and celebrate some birthday energy as well, on November 15th, I'm going back to Nathan's Kitchen, and the two of us are going to whip up a Halloween-themed birthday cake, and that'll be on Instagram Live at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I am still deciding on the recipe. There's just too many good ones, and there's too many that are overly complicated that I'm like, maybe I could do that. And then like 10 minutes go by and I realize I shouldn't do that to myself. But I promise I will be sending out that Kitchen Witch recipe to everyone at the Kitchen Witch tier, which is $3 and up, as soon as possible, definitely before Tuesday the 15th. And even if you can't cook with us on Instagram, maybe you can bake the cake for even a family gathering later this month. So check out patreon.com/itsalwayshalloween to celebrate Halloween with us all year round and to connect with your fellow lanterns in a more engaged way. The Patreon Ghoul Gang is the reason we're able to put an episode out every week. They're also the reason I'm able to take some mental and physical health breaks when I need them. So thank you so much to every single ghoul who subscribes at every level. I want to welcome and thank our brand new members who joined in the last week. Welcome to the gang, Camp, Scott, Chris, Lauren, Emily, and Holly. It's so fantastic to have you here, and I can't wait to spend some more time with you soon. Now let's reach our little hands deep into the Eek mail bag and bring out some updates from your fellow lanterns. This one is called Halloween Night. Hi, Luce. It's Delina from Missouri again. I just wanted to thank you for featuring me on the Halloween episode this year. What an honor. I wanted to let all the lanterns know how it went, since I mentioned I was in a new house this year and I was worried about how many trick-or-treaters I might get. Well, I ended up handing out a total of 67 treat bags, which is many more than I've handed out in previous years at my old house. It seems like there were a lot of people that have been scoping out my very decorated house for the past month and came specifically to trick-or-treat with me. I got a lot of compliments on my decorations, as well as some funny reactions and entertaining scares. It was so much fun. I also wanted to let you know how the fake worms went. The kids loved them. I would hand a treat bag over and say in my goofy witch voice, because of course I had to dress in my witch costume again, "Here's your treats! Would you like a trick?" And most of them would say yes, and I would grab a long, wiggly, fake earthworm from a skull and jiggle it over them and then drop it in their bags while they reacted. Some of them were a little hesitant to to accept the worm offer, but then I would say, "Just go use it to trick your parents." And their little faces would change over to a smile, and they would run off back to the car to prank their parents. I asked this one little girl who dressed as a witch, "Do you want a trick?" And she said yes, so I began to wiggle the worm above her treat bag. Her eyes got so huge, and she got so excited and exclaimed, "I love worms!" And that just made my night. I can't begin to describe the amount of joy Halloween night brings. It's filled with so much fun and laughter and gift giving. It really brings the community together unlike anything else. It's such a special celebration to me that I really spend months planning all of it. And it's a lot of physical work assembling all the decor, not to mention all the money that I spend on things, especially batteries. There's so many batteries and tons of candy. I just want to be able to provide the atmosphere I desire to give everyone. And for those fleeting few hours on Halloween night, the amount of joy and entertainment I get from giving to the kids and adults and just sharing the experience together is totally worth it. I hope you and all the lanterns had a spooktacular Halloween. Thanks for all you do, Luce. Enjoy some pictures and this compilation video of Halloween Day and Halloween Night. Delina, this video is so cool and these pictures are amazing. You guys, her yard is completely filled with decor and lights, hands and animatronics and gravestones, really creepy stuff. And these earthworms legitimately look real, and I could totally see loving this as a kid. I'm so happy to hear that they were such a huge hit and that you got to elicit so many smiles and such joy. I wasn't even there and you brought me joy. I could not stop laughing when I just read your email to myself and then you heard me just reading it out loud. I couldn't stop laughing, just picturing those kids like being a little freaked out, but then the wheels turning when they realized they could prank someone else. Like, that's just so freaking cute. so kid. I love it. And I just want to commend you for working so hard and spreading just such joy in your community. And thank you so much for giving us an update. I really loved your call that was on the Big Frights Halloween episode on the 31st. And it's terrific to hear that your best laid plans actually turned out as fantastic as you were hoping. I'm sure you created some lifelong memories, and before long, we're going to hear some of these kids call into the hotline to talk about it. Okay, let's check back in with Karina, who called into last week's episode, last Friday's Small Frights, to talk to us about her Stanley Hotel ghost tour, which didn't really turn out that great. So the subject line of this email is Stanley Fun Facts. Hi, Luce. Thanks for your thoughts on ghost tours on the most recent episode. Luckily, the Stanley does have a couple of different options for tours. It's just the one that we chose felt like they were dramatizing people's death who used to work there, and I have this thing against furthering the exploitation of workers. We share that thing, Karina. A fun fact about Dumb and Dumber filming there is that Jim Carrey stayed at the hotel during the filming of the movie. So there's said to be a ghost who hates when bachelors stay in the main building, since I guess it was against Victorian standards at the time, and he was one at that point. Apparently, in the middle of the night, he ran out of the building screaming and refused to stay there for the rest of filming. He made it part of his contract that he wouldn't film there again, and he won't tell anyone what happened. I also want to share a quick Halloween memory. My grandma's birthday was on Halloween, and she used to say that she was born a witch. I remember before trick-or-treating each year, we would eat birthday cake, so we were sugared up the whole night. It was so much fun to have a double celebration every year. Since she's passed, I know she's still contributing to making our Halloweens extra fun each year too, and it's part of the reason it's such a special holiday to me. Thank you again for the podcast, and I'll write or call again in the future. I work in childcare, and I strongly believe small children can peek around the veil whenever they want, so I have lots of creepy tales about what kids say. Hope your birthday ween is absolutely wonderful this year and you feel loved and celebrated, Karina. Karina, this is so sweet. Thank you. I am absolutely thrilled that you shared a Jim Carrey story with me. I don't feel like this has come up before, but I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan. His movies when I was a kid basically taught me comedy, and I would do all of his routines at recess for anyone who would listen to me. I had a mask impersonation. I had a Chip from Cable Guy impersonation. I, of course, had several Dumb and Dumber impersonations. Me and my best elementary school friend, Katie Parrish, and I would basically just talk in Jim Carrey movie quotes every day. I'm sure it was insufferable, but it is a very warm memory in my heart. So thank you for teaching me something about Jim Carrey that I did not know and making it spooky. Your story about your grandmother too, of course, touched my heart. Lanterns know that I am particularly soft when it comes to grandmother stories because I always feel extra close to mine on Halloween as well. And just the fact that you had cake before you went trick-or-treating, oh, it's so cute and it's so perfect. Like, what would make Halloween better? Extra cake, of course. Karina and Delina, your names sound fantastic together. Thank you so much for sharing these updates with me and with your fellow Lanterns. Lanterns, thank you for tuning in to this fun-sized episode. Lots of fun stuff to look forward to coming up. Witches, Legend of Sleepy Hollow, tons more emails and calls that are just burning up the inbox. Plus everything we're doing over at the Patreon. There's so much Halloween to celebrate. I can't believe someone's trying to do another holiday this month. That's silly. If you have a Halloween memory, a question, or just some recommendations that you would like to share with your fellow Lanterns, call the All Hallows hotline at 802-532-DEAD or write us that eek mail at itsalwayshalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram at itsalwayshalloweenpodcast and patreon.com/itsalwayshalloween. You can also buy our merch on Redbubble. And you can order our Hallowzine made in collaboration with Joe Carlo from Displaced Snail. Links to all of that and more are in the show notes. This episode and every episode of It's Always Halloween was produced by your Patreon ghoul gang and also me, your forever haunted host, Luce Tomlin Brenner, as well as my co-producer, Pete, who did the original sound design, editing, and theme music for this episode. Thanks, Pete. Extra thanks to our Grim Turns, Nathan and Tom, for helping me behind the screams. And thanks to everybody who's been leaving us 5-star reviews and kind words on Apple. It makes a huge difference, especially after Calendar Halloween, when we're trying to find those lanterns who want to keep celebrating but aren't sure we're out there. So let's turn up the glow, get them onto our porch. Thanks so much for listening to yet another episode of It's Always Halloween, and come back next time.
Unless a witch fills your treat bag with earthworms.